Despite heavy rain, the streets of Belgrade were crowded with protesters again today as the demonstration against Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic continued for a 10th straight day. A coalition of opposition parties, known as Zajedno, has been organizing the rallies ever since municipal elections were annulled on the 17th of November. The opposition says it won victories in Belgrade and other cities in Serbia, but electoral commissions canceled those results. A new round of voting yesterday was boycotted by Zajedno. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli was in downtown Belgrade as today's protest was underway.
It's gaining momentum. I've been here a couple of days, and from what I could tell, at least, comparing with yesterday's demonstration, I think that there were an awful lot more people today, and it was raining and it was freezing cold.
Tell me what it was like on the street. It must be impressive that that many people would turn out on a day when the weather's so bad there.
And it seems to me they're not just young. There's a lot of middle-aged men and women out there and pensioners, many people who probably certainly voted for Milosevic and were among his strongest supporters recently. Nationalists, former communists, war veterans, anti-war activists, they are very united together to keep coming. They say they'll come back tomorrow, they'll come back the next day and the day after that, they'll come for a month or even two until Milosevic is gone. This is the new slogan. It's not just recognition of the opposition victories in the municipal elections that they are calling for, but they really want an end to his regime. I think it's probably the main cause is the economy. It's in a shambles. The situation in Serbia is now one of dire poverty, huge unemployment, something like 70% virtual unemployment. Factories haven't produced anything in years. Nearly everyone, except probably a small, very small minority of extremely rich war profiteers, has had to turn to some form of black market activity to survive. The grand illusion of a greater Serbia has produced something like 650,000 refugees. So there's a very strong sense of desperation here, and they're very angry out there.
Do you think a leader will emerge? We hear about Vuk Drašković, who's been challenging Milosevic for many years now. Could he come to the forefront as an opposition leader?
Well, this is a really, so far, the rising star is not Vuk Drašković, it's Zoran Zinčić. This is a strange coalition. It's three parties that never got along in the past, and they have some really strongly divergent policies. And taken as a whole, I do not yet see a strong, strong leader. But this doesn't seem to be the big issue for these demonstrators. They really want to make themselves heard more than going to hear speakers at these demonstrations. That's the impression I've gotten.
Is there a crackdown to come if these demonstrations continue? Will the Milosevic government do what it did the last time and use tanks and water cannon to put down the demonstrators?
Well, that is the big fear. Up to now, they have been very peaceful. The opposition leaders constantly appeal to the marchers to refrain from violence. But there are some signs of impatience among a minority of protesters. They're not throwing just eggs and tomatoes at the government buildings, but now a lot of them are throwing rocks. And today, the official marshals of the demonstration in Belgrade had a hard time blocking a group of young men who were yelling very heavy abuse at a phalanx of policemen lined up in the park. But I have to say that there are strong signs of nervousness also on the part of the regime. The only independent radio in Belgrade, B92, which gives live broadcasts from the demonstrations, was jammed. And another sign is that the number of police in riot gear on the sidelines of the protest appears to be increasing. And another thing today, the government media announced the creation of special army units to quell domestic unrest. So there is a very, very strong concern that he will resort to what he did in 1991, the last big protest when he called in tanks and the army, which used a lot of violence to quell the protests.
NPR's Sylvia Pajoli talking with us from Belgrade.